Blog Talk Radio.
Taking my life.
good. Why can't I just stay away? Though our situation was understood, still does not mean it's okay.
Next to you, you year, next year, every year. You've been here for every tear. You complete me even though I'm whole on my own. I had you on ice like the snow and it's gone. Look, you should slide my way, be easy on the brakes. Black ice, never catch me slipping, babe. Hop by the extraordinary stay in the AO in LA. Put that shit on Stevie Wonder on replay, replay. We can get away, riding down PCH like it's back in the day. Now the record on replay, I'm by your side like Sade. Two lovers in a Bentley, cool. And I try not to show, my eyes can't hide, I'm feeling on the low. I do wanna two-step until it can't no more. Getting old sitting next to you.
Trying to adjust the levels a little bit. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, one and all. Welcome to Epiphany Radio Universe Presents. Last week, open mic, part 21, second season. Each last week, open mic is for you to flaunt that new style of speech. New poets, new performers, spoken word artists, expressionists, everybody. Tonight, I'm eager with anticipation, and I'm like one of those people, like, you know, I kind of know the end of the plot of the movie, because, you know, you got some really dope people that's going to come on and blow up the mic, and you're actually going to be here to witness this. It's the most incredible night, and I was trying to adjust my screen, because my screen is stuck in theater mode, and I don't know how to get it off. At least not in enough time, so it's like everything is extra wide, so I'm having to move my screen back and forth to do things. So if I was trying to get you on the screen and you threw your hand up to talk and everything else like that before you prepare, call back, raise your hand, you know, I'll come to you when I come to you, and it'll work itself out. Now, in the meantime, in between time, you know, let's get on with this dope installment of incredible poets that I have. Now, let me make sure that I got everybody. All right. So, first off, right, these poets that I've met, right, or not met, or worked with, or been around, I think it's absolutely a treat to hear different styles of poetry. What we do over here on Philosophy, and I tell you, each philosophy is a universe to itself. So tonight will be no different. So let me introduce you to my features, which are quite incredible. Number one, we're going to start out with our queen, Ade. All right. Ade is an emerging black southern poet and spoken word artist that creates modern dance on the page. Pulling from her sturdy roots and ever blossoming blossoming love of the natural, that she explores the lyrical rhythm of phrasing while digging into the themes of love, identity, justice, and the divine. As a fiction writer, she creates diverse worlds for young adult readers to see themselves and imagine magical futures. She's the founder and curator of The Colors of Light, Black People Write, a global online writing community for black writers of all genres. She holds a BA in English and theater from Mount Holyoke College. She is currently residing in Knoxville, Tennessee. Now, this young brother who I met and was exceedingly impressed with is Adonis Richards. He's a published author, educator, writer, and creator. Born and raised in Schenectady, New York, he graduated from Schenectady High in 2012. That's how young he is. And after that, he moved to higher education at SUNY Potsdam, where he received his Bachelor of Arts in Political Science in 2016, then his Master's in Leadership, Technology, and Education in 2019, right? From the same school, his current passion for writing is especially writing stories of the impoverished and underprivileged to help make sure that their narratives are delivered authentically and with integrity. This is conducted through journalism, creative writing, teaching, and poetry. Adonis is an active member of his community. He is a community change agent. I've seen it. I know it. Assisting in supporting his community through leadership and activism, primarily through the recording the historical events of today's events for today, for the future to learn from later. He's been published in the Albany Proper, Blavity, as well as magazines. He also has self-published 2 poetry books and a 3rd on the way, along with a children's book and a novel in the works, saying, "I am a champion of justice and truth." Adonis' quote that he uses to channel his inner motivator and creator through writing. Now, Geronimo Tat is a tattoo and visual artist. The man can draw. I've seen it. Right? He is a poet from Cleveland, Ohio. Right, he's a People's Poetry Slam winner and a participant in the 5 Poetic Deadly Disciplines, right? And all around, that man's pen is fly. I just want to make sure I gave you a background to introduce you to some of these most incredible people that we have on tonight. So we're going to bring them in right now, starting with Ade. Ade, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
hello,
Mommy.
Idea.
Can you hear me?
All right, good. We got you.
Uh-oh,
I hear you.
Can
I hear you fine.
Okay.
Can you hear me? All right.
Yeah.
Geronimo. All right. Geronimo, can
hey.
You hear me?
Mic check. Sound
That's
good.
What's up.
How you
All
doing?
Right, sound good. Adonis, can you hear me?
Yep, I can hear you. I'm here.
Okay. Right. So over here on Philosophy, we do it much like everything. We actually open everybody's mics that has their hand raised so that if they want to participate, we give live time almost like you're in a performance or a show. The rules are simple. Please mute your mic while the poet is speaking. And if you have any background noise, mute yourself, you know, so I don't have to do it for you. Right. And as you know, please respond to the poem, give flowers afterwards. We're going to ask three rounds of questions to the poets first before we get into our first round, which starts with our featured poets, and then we'll open it up for everybody else. So, all right, everybody cool with the ground rules, all right? We got the ground rules going. So I'm going to bring in one of my best friends, dope poet, my favorite Philly John, Danielle Taney, a.k.a. La Perla Negra. Danielle, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, hey, everybody. How y'all doing tonight?
All right, all right, all right. All right. We're going to bring in from the great state of Georgia by way of the ATL, Sheldon, get down, one of my favorite people in the entire existence of the world. Rare. She comes to me as a rare epiphany. Are you there?
What it do? What the business is, Sheldon? I'm here. Hey.
All right, that's what's up. All right, our station manager, well-known poet, bad man, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy himself, Van Metals, a.k.a. Poetic. Are you there, sir?
Hey, hey, I'm here, Mojave. How's everyone doing? To the features, welcome to Epiphany Radio. Can't wait to hear you.
I believe that this is Keep It Simple. Kiss the poet. Kiss, is this you? Area code 860.
That's me. It's Wallace.
Oh, Wallace. Oh, what's up? What's good? Good brother.
What's going on?
Rock. Rock the icon. What's going on, brother? Thank you for coming. Appreciate you. All right. That's what's up. All right. So we're going to move on. Area code 678, who may I ask is speaking? Area code 678.
Mario.
Mario! Shinobi.
What's going on?
What's good? What's happening? All right. Oh, I gotta make sure I label you properly. Because whatever I got going on, this thing is like extra wide. It's giving me a hard time. All right. We're going to go to area code 815. Area code 815, who master speaking?
Tina Storm.
Tina! Hey, I just saw you.
Hey, Javi. Absolutely.
Hey, what's going on? What's
I
happening?
Came to get with
All
you
right,
in the fly speak.
Well, thank you. Well, get with me in the fly speak with Geronimo Tat, Adonis, and Ade. Area code 219, who master speaking?
This is Brother O speaking.
Brother O! Brother O, good. How are you?
Is this Mojave?
This is.
How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How you been?
I've been doing good, man. I've been doing pretty good lately.
Man, that's super fantastic.
I actually got invited to come on the show by Sister T the South. Yeah, looking forward to hearing the speakers tonight and all these great poets alongside me.
Well, thank you for coming. You always feel at home here. You definitely feel
no
at
problem.
Home here. And with that being said, we're going to move on to talk to our features. All right, so I've made a lot of fanfare about you three because I see you guys in different things. Like Adonis, I've stood before and come to his function and watched that brother work and seen his work. Plus, he's a related to one of the people who I have great fanfare and have a great history with, Will Revis. Geronimo and Ade, I both met you guys on Clubhouse and found your poetry to be uber fantastic and amazing. So what I have for the feature is what I would like to ask you. What drives your pen? And we'll start with the lady, the queen first. What drives your pen, Ade?
Am I audible? Can you hear me? Okay. I didn't know if my mic was on or not. Okay.
Your mic is on.
It's a pleasure to be here. Okay, it's a pleasure to be here. And what drives my pen? That's a very good question. It depends, but most of it, I think, is driven by what I see, what I experience, what I feel in the world, touched by the divine and the energies that work with me.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, I'm going to go over to you, Geronimo. What drives your pen?
You got a few of them on the show right now. You, Wallace, Mariel, Ade, my contemporary, the people that I met stumbling through the hallways, the clubhouse, constantly giving me inspiration and constantly fueling my pen. Just a creative and dope space from dope people.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, Adonis.
Yeah.
Young brother. Young king. What drives your pen?
I've been sitting here trying to get an answer together, especially after these amazing answers. I would say I think a lot of it has to do with my just my late grandmother and I. We shared just a passion for writing to begin with. But also just the feeling that, you know, my writing it has the ability to touch somebody in some way, shape, or form and push them to do what they love to do. You know, just touching somebody else is definitely what drives my pen.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, here's a question I know that poets don't really get a chance to really expound upon, but, you know, I ask you what drives your pen, but when did you know that this poet life was for you? What was the exact moment or the exact poem or the exact time you discovered, you was like, this is me, this is going to be my lifeblood, this is going to be the thing that I do, this is the thing that's my passion? When did you discover that this poet's life was for you? And I'll start with Adonis first and move back through, so we'll go back up. Adonis, when did you know?
That is a tough question. I think actually most recently, with a poem that I'm gonna showcase for you all today. I'm not gonna reveal it just yet, but there was a poem that, like, I had to really dive deep into my soul and challenge myself through my own childhood memories and you know that. And when I released it to the world, you know, it was more so the reception I got and how I saw people cry tears. And that's when I knew, like, this was it for me. This is something I really am. This is something I want to pursue and something I want to do.
Beautiful. Geronimo, when did you know that this poet's life was for you?
Quick backstory. So I started writing poetry in high school. Did it for like 2 years. I was encouraged by my homegirl, Christina, a.k.a. Euphrates Moon. When I left high school, she went to college. I went into life. Basically, I stopped doing poetry. And then she passed
she passed away. We were supposed to link up in 2020, and she ended up passing away from cancer. But she wanted to have, instead of having a regular funeral, she wanted to have, like, a poetry slam, like an open mic slash slam. And that's what we did. We rented out the venue, and I hadn't written poetry till then. And I had to write a piece then. And I said, you know what? I should have never put this down. But the same person who brought me into it brought me back into it. But that's why I'm here. I mean, that's when I knew, like, this is what I'm supposed to do.
That's beautiful.
Oh, man.
Whew. Y'all doing it. Ade, when did you know?
Yeah, so that's tricky for me as well, because I actually used to write poetry a long, long time ago. I've done theater, and I was doing a lot of other writing, kinds of writing. But I never really took my poetry as seriously, except for the past year and a half. I've kind of come back to it as a first step toward healing, to deal with a physical illness. And then it's something turned on in me. And I was thinking about what Adonis said, because there's a piece that I did that I'm actually probably not going to do tonight, but it was a hard piece to write. And when I wrote it and it was was accepted so beautifully and people responded so emotionally to it, it really touched me and reminded me of the power of the pen and how it can move people and heal people and help sort of society to shift in different ways. We are the truth tellers. So, yeah. So I'm just coming back to it.
Okay. Wow. All right. Here's another question. All right. Do you view your poetry as an extension of yourself, a piece of your soul, or do you see your poetry as just a release? Does your poetry live for you? All right. So, do you see your poetry as a piece of you, extension of yourself, right, or a release for you? Does your poetry live for you? And I'll start with you, Ade.
This is when it's hard to be the queen in the group. I have to keep going first. I think I answered that question earlier today in the conversation, because when you said that, I was like, oh, okay. So I think for me, my poetry lives through me. So it comes through me. It sometimes heals me, and in the process of coming through me. And the hope is that it heals others when it comes through me. But yeah, so is it a part of me? Yes, I would say, because it's coming through me. But I also think it just comes through me. I hope that answers it.
Okay.
Answers your question.
No, it's a great answer. Geronimo.
That's so funny. That's exactly what I was thinking. So what a great question. I've never been asked this question, but I feel the same as Ade does. I feel like I'm a tuning fork that I take in what's around
me,
and it comes out in poetry, and it does affect me, and it cleans me, and it goes through me, and it allows me to understand. Understanding others helps me understand myself a little bit more, and it'll be creative with it, and you know, I think that's the process for me.
All right. That's what's up. And I'm glad. I never want to ask questions that are like low-hanging fruit. So I'm always going to ask, like, more difficult questions. And I know a lot of times you guys don't get to see this portion of me. So, you know, like, I got to make sure that, you know, I make everything stick. So I make sure it sticks. Adonis, mm-hmm. same question.
I would say, to quote the late Nipsey Hussle, my whole life's a poem, and I live by that motto where I live poetically my whole life. So I would say it's a part of me. I think it's always been a part of me. I think just recently I finally started to look inside and understand that part of who I am as a poet, and now I release it to the world. So I think, you know, it's always a part of me. It's just something that I live, breathe, and sleep nowadays. You know, everything about me is poetic, so I allow it to be a conduit throughout my life.
All right, that's dope. All right, so you guys ready for this first round of poetry?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we're going to let the ladies go first, the queen go first, and then we'll follow up with that. So with that being said, Ade, the mic is yours.
Okay, so I'm on that line of, you know, what is your poetry? I'm going to read this piece. It's called My Pen Breathes in Technicolor. And Rare, I know Rare's on the line, I heard her, but Rare had heard another piece of mine and had said, Ade's poetry is technicolor and texture. And then Nita Chase was like, you should write to that as a prompt. And I thought, what? And then I sat down and started writing, and this is what came out. So my pen breathes in technicolor. I breathe. My poetry comes to me in motion pictures, my eyes moving like photographic lenses, capturing color, sounds, spotting fleeting close-ups of four long looks, a luscious deep chocolate woman saying, slow-moving flaps of a butterfly's wings, or a hummingbird seeking nectar deep inside bright yellow beauty. My pen breathes in the passion red, fire red, midnight blue, sunrise amber, cherry wood, brown shades of human emotion. My poetry speaks in technicolor texture as told to me in a rare epiphany and spoken in a Nita Chase that runs me into the divine. My words hold the power to break free, pop shadows, play amongst daisies, and build layered realities. My pen breathes in circular motion, a tornado cone in the calm, quiet eye, slowly blinking while uprooting the damaging debris underneath. My poetry rips down gray illusioned walls surrounding me, trapping we, killing society, breaks through the holding line someone else defined, slides in with a rise and fall motion. It flows like river rapids, rumbling, roughly rocking your tiny monovision raft before gliding you into the vastness of the ocean, dipping you into exotic colors, odd shapes, deep cooling, freshly scented sea breeze found in your mind's complex coral reef. My pen breathes. It paints your vivid cartoon animated dreams, filling the dancing word bubbles with yes, please, then watches gleefully as it all comes to be. My poetry leads us to dive deep down inside elusive inner sanctuaries we dare to create from the rocks, trees, dull weeds that sit dormant until we breathe. Breathe into their latent cells of divinity, emerge as exquisite flowers, beings that tower, reach into the infinite, ever-expanding skies left open for us, if we choose, to open our third, fourth, fifth eyes to truly see, inhale mystery and believe. My pen breathes. My poetry speaks sweeping in and out of the mundane and infinite, wide mouth that swallows tragedy, creates endless expanding galaxies for we, weaves together disparate golden threads into warm, quilted blankets, soft to wrap around lovers, children, elders, especially the longing lonely. Ignite and nourish the magical planted seeds that blossom in the simmer of hope and rush to burst through barren lands in stunning beauty. My pen breathes life into the dying parts of me, seeks to fortify yours and my humanity. My poetry exhales in 5D.
Oh, can y'all give her a round of applause?
Yeah.
Listen.
Damn.
Magical. Magical. Well, there's something to be... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Give flowers.
Yo,
give flowers.
Okay.
There's something to be said about, so like a lot of us guys, you know, we take the competition in poetry sometimes and we get braggadocious and boastful sometimes, right? Your piece is more than that. You're telling honestly what it is your pen and your poetry does, but you're proving it as you're doing it. We're seeing the colors. You've taken us into this magical world, and we're seeing things that we've never seen before because your pen told us to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it is closer to do it in 5D. That was phenomenal. Ooh, I love that piece.
The visuals, just the journey we've been on. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man.
Thank you.
5 minutes real quick. Ooh.
All right, we'll take one more comment, and then we're going to move forward. Anyone else?
Say my name. Say my name, damn it. She said my name. That's all I need. That was insane. And to know that you wrote that from the time we were in this room earlier to now, you know what? I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. You are amazing.
Well, thank you. Give another round of applause for Ade. No. We don't clap our mics. You can actually clap your hands, snap your fingers, however you want you to make noise. Right. Coming up next to the microphone, our feature, Geronimo Tat. Geronimo, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Right. The mic is yours.
The piece I'm doing. I feel like it's like an opening piece. It's called They Call Me a Poet. They call me a poet, but I'm just a pallbearer. I'm usually telling eulogies to black boys and girls that look like you and me, a recipe for disaster, but we didn't order that. On these streets trying to take our corners back, trying to stop bullets defensively. I'm like a cornerback, more than that. They say I'm what our community needs. But it's hard for me to believe because I've never seen the community not grieve. I haven't stopped the mother from wondering who's going to bury her after she's buried her only child. I haven't gave fathers a reason not to go to morgue and have to identify his own smile. They call me a poet. But I feel invisible when I mention anything we're responsible for is met with ego and insecurities. Literally, I'm left with the thoughts of the world I left for my children, our children. Rhyming and diamonds, teaching them to call it spade and spade. There's no hearts in these dealings. Teaching them to avoid the snakes that's in their family, friends, and in their building. And how the fuck do we build generational wealth when we don't survive long enough to establish generational health? But they call me a poet. When I'm just trying to find the strength to stop crying, relax and not be so tense, be the shoulder to cry on when someone close to me is on a suicidal fence. If being a poet brings change, then I'm a failure. And I know it. I just hope our children become adults in a world that doesn't need so many fucking poets. Oh.
Let's go. Got 3 spaces for flowers.
Come on, Paul.
That was dope. I felt the emotions in that one. I understood everything you were saying. But that was pretty dope.
Can't build generational wealth without generational health. Oh, God dang.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I was crying with you with that one.
Gratitude, y'all. Appreciate it.
That I also resonated with that generational wealth and health. Damn, I wanted to cry because I was 27 years old when I was diagnosed with lupus and my daughter was 5. And I told the doctor, I can't die. He gave me 3 years to live and I said, I have a child I have to raise. This is an option, it was a necessity. So I thank God for poetry and for you, because now I know why I'm here. Sometimes we're born and we don't know what our purpose is, and then we run into a poet that lets us know that we're poets too. And so thank you, Jerome, because that's why I'm here. And I have grandchildren who are 10, 8, and 6, and a daughter who will be 31 in October. This was my destiny, and I didn't even know it was a necessity. So thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for proving those doctors wrong.
Amen.
Most definitely.
Will he do it? Will he do it? I was thinking, what? I'm a die? Did you say I'm a die? Oh, I'm sorry. I need another doctor.
We know the doctors lie. We definitely know that. And most importantly, you're here. We're enjoying you and your poetry.
We know they're practicing medicine. They haven't perfected it. And I'm not saying they're lying. They just ain't know.
I have a different take. We can talk about that later because we got to keep moving. We're going to go to the young brother, the young king, Adonis. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Can y'all hear me well?
The mic is yours. Right. Yes, we can. Mm-hmm. The mic is yours.
So, I think we've got a good theme of just, my pen. I'm not a poet. I'm going to go into who I am as well a little bit, nostalgizing a little bit to my childhood, like I was talking about. So this one is called, it's untitled. But here it goes. I wanted to be the very best, like no one ever was. That's until I walked outside. That's until my father left. That's until I battled with wanting to catch all 151 Pokemon and being liked. See, I grew up that cool nerd. I was balancing 2 lives. Being black in America in poverty-stricken homes, my identity was automatically clouded by this excitement of what was going on. The paraphernalia was never enticing, yet somehow you couldn't avoid it. And as a young child who was missing his father's love, I chased any type of affection, even if it meant giving up the pieces of myself, yet still my moral compass kept me on a different path. And I fought so much because I wanted to feel that warmth, that feeling of love. See, I would travel across the land, chasing far and wide some semblance of affection my father gave me, not understanding how to love what's inside. So I gave it to people in abundance just to watch them crumble it like a piece of paper in the notes to avoid it being taken by the teacher. I never learned balance early, so I fell apart over and over attempting to mimic affection through friends and loved ones, not realizing the damage I caused myself. Rumbling over and over with what was cool and accepted, my awkward ass consistently embarrassed and neglected my peace, thinking if I could prove to people that I belong, I could find a place for the love I was missing. Combating my ideals just to fill this void, I was left repeating patterns that consistently forced me to neglect myself and force rejection just to assimilate into the stigma I generated for myself, to feel normal in a world I wasn't designed for. Imagine fighting double consciousness and identity crisis at the same time. For so long, I didn't fit in, and my body suffered the most because of it. I became a detriment to myself until I found my light. 20 years in the fire, hoping something will put it out with rain, not knowing it's up to me to face and unravel this, all this hurt.
So come with me. The time is right. There's no better team. Nowadays, I win this fight. It's time to live for me. All this time spent out looking outward and chasing outside validity, believing in the fallacies that my integrity was based on the thoughts others made of me, I washed away in a sea of forgiveness. Truth and love I stand by. I surrender now because I'm tired of the fight. It's no longer me versus me, it's me and me, battling together to take on the world. I'm no longer defeating myself for hiding me. So prepare for trouble. Make it double if you have to. Although the trauma sticks like a shadow, no longer does it block out the sun. I know it's my destiny. Words to my best friend. In a world I just defend. Because my heart's so true. And with this newfound courage will pull me through. So you teach me and I'll teach you. No more running into bad relationships just to find false ideas of love. No more battered friendships where I'm the joke or the fall guy or the little brother. No shrinking around others to boost their egos. No more being grounded. I want to fly. So I look in the mirror screaming, you teach me and I'll teach you. Self-love.
Let's go.
Absolutely.
What I really love is the range of the poets that have come through. You guys are amazing. Flowers.
Hey, yo, love the piece. It was heavy, and I love how you came in with the Pokemon and rearranged it for you, the theme. So only if you know, you know. Great piece.
Thank you.
More flowers. Anyone else?
My 31-year-old daughter was a Pokemon fan, and at 52, I still acknowledge it, and I was feeling you on that. From its inception, look at from its pregnancy through its burial.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just saying, I love the depth of it.
Go ahead. Hello?
Oh, could you hear me? Yeah, I was just saying, I love the depth of it. Yeah, I just love the depth of the piece and how you said it.
Thank you.
I like it. You took us on a journey.
It was the storytelling.
And the fact of your grasp of storytelling at such a... But go ahead, Wallace. I think I heard your voice. Is that you?
Oh, no, that was me. I was just saying thank you, Alan.
Oh, okay. All right, so what I'm going to do real quick before we get into anything else, I'm going to run this radio ID to make sure that, you know, people know who we are. And then we're going to get right back to it ASAP. So this is Biffy Radio Universe of For Real Entertainment Network. Good evening. Welcome back. This is the Pippi Radio Universe.
of Real Entertainment Network. Welcome to Fly Speak Open Mic number 21, featuring Ade, Geronimo Tat, and Adonis Richards. And we're back. My name is Mojave. The number that you can call in if you want to talk to our poets, get in line for the open mic, the number will be 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard, all right? And as we continue, we're going to revisit with our poets. So, my fame features, how did y'all feel about that round?
I felt great about it. I'm really comfortable. I got a lot of my family here. I'm really feeling comfortable. I'm sharing the stage with Ade.
Nice.
I'm hosting with you. I'm getting to know the young brother, Adonis. I'm happy.
Yes. Yeah, I've enjoyed the round so far. I've really enjoyed it, and I admire Geronimo's pen, so I do feel like, you know, I'm at home and I'm getting to know this incredible new poet that I had not heard yet. Not to say that you're new, but I just haven't new to me. So it's amazing, beautiful.
I'm inspired right now, you know, I'm enjoying this incredible journey I'm going on with both of these poets right now, and it's just an honor to be able to be here and share, you know, our gifts and our passion with everyone. So I'm learning, I'm enjoying this, and I'm having a lot of fun.
So that's what we're here to do. We're to introduce you guys as incredible poets to the Epiphany Radio Universe family, of course, and also to each other, and to spread out and to actually, you know, create a tapestry that we can weave together the different styles, the different ways into this comfortable blanket of incredibly great poetry. So I'm glad to have you. Thank you for coming. And the 50 Radio Universe welcomes you for coming out tonight. Now, I got one more question, right, that I got to ask you guys. I'm actually going to tailor the question to each poet based off of things that I know about you. And then we're going to, after I ask you the question, I'm going to ask you to do a piece, you know, right after, okay? And then as soon as we're done with the question and the piece, we're going to go straight into the open mic, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So that these poets can share with you like you share with them. All right, so I'm going to start with Geronimo. Because you was in the middle. All right. So my question to you is, right, I'm getting to it now. If you could tattoo your favorite poem to your tongue with no pain, what would that poem be?
If I could tattoo my favorite poem to my tongue, what would that be? Does it have to be mine?
Well, no, it doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be yours. But what would it be?
All right, I'm going to give you my runner-up. My runner-up is We Wear the Mask by Maya Angelou. But my answer is Ade's new piece that she cannot reveal at the current time. What's the name of that piece, Ade?
She is.
Yeah, because that piece breathes life into everyone, male, female, it don't matter. To our culture, it breathes life into that. I felt empowered after hearing that piece. So if I could walk around and carry a piece like that with me and share it to others, that's the piece.
All right, that's what's up.
Wow.
Now, do you have a piece to share?
Absolutely. I'm going to share this piece called Breathe. Thank you. Breathe, nigga. Breathe. red light, green light, red light, green light, red light, blue light. Freeze, nigga. It's hard to tell if the engine is still on or these vibrations is from my mind racing like it's pacing inside my mind spaces. Fuck. Why do I keep putting my registration and insurance in the glove compartment? Knowing that's how I can go wrong, police love this far shit. Now look, they approach with their gun, with their hand on their gun. Just breathe, nigga. But don't breathe, nigga. Hands attended to, nigga. You under siege, nigga. Whose cars is you attended to, nigga? It's nice. You some kind of star? You hopping the bars? Is that weed in your jar? Never mind. Step out of the car. Breathe, nigga. Red light, blue light, red light, blue light, red light, blue light. Don't sneeze, nigga. Why you sweating like it's 200 degrees, nigga? Hands behind your head. On your knees, nigga. Red light, blue light, red light, blue light, white light. Nice night, too. Breathe, nigga. Department issue squeeze, nigga. You thought your breath was going to leave with you? This street corner is the new crime scene, nigga. Red light, green light, red light, blue light, red light, blue light, white light, night, night. Just breathe, nigga. Boom.
Ooh, shit.
Damn.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. That's one of
Flowers.
My favorites.
Oh, my goodness.
Flowers.
That first line. Breathe, nigga. Oh, my gosh. Oh, there are certain things that you can't just explain. It's just a feeling. And that first line, I was caught right then and there. Oh. Yeah. Damn.
Well, people don't always know this about me, but I choose violence, so I support that. Thank you.
Violence.
She said people don't know. We all know that's not true. Yeah.
I want it.
Go ahead. Go ahead. The last person who spoke, go ahead.
Okay. I'll just say that one of the things that I love about Geronimo's poetry is that his way of storytelling is so immersive in that, you know, you're like in it immediately. In that first line, you are there, like, oh, like you're trying to breathe. And then he just takes you into looking at the issue, right? You can't help but to look at the issue because you're in it, you know, and the layers of just that one line, breathing it, like the depth of that throughout the piece and the different ways that you think about that is skillful. I love that piece.
Thank you. So kind. Immediately from hearing the piece, I'm transported back to Eric Garner, you know, George Floyd. I remember I was explaining to my son when it happened, and it was one of the worst explanations I ever had to give my son. We literally watched, and I showed him where the light left left Eric Garner's eyes. You see the light leave his eyes. And I had to explain that, and there was no breath. And the person who was choking him did not give a good goddamn who he was, anything else. All he cared about was killing him. And you can't tell me anything that's any different. So when we talk about breathe, every time any black man, and me in particular, where somebody, an officer pulls up to me, like around where I live at, I get pulled over all the time for nothing. Like nothing. Oh, well, my plate reader couldn't read your plate. How is that my problem? How is that my issue? And I got to breathe in every situation to calm myself, to stay as calm as possible, because anything I say can and will be used against me, and it's not a court of law. It's just me being black in a nice car in a white neighborhood. And people want to know your reasons for your existence. And I think I'm a little bit tired of explaining my existence to people who don't want to see me breathe. So your piece is powerful, brother.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Thanks. Wow, that's happy. That's happy.
Indeed.
All right. Well, we're going to move on. Adonis.
Mm-hmm. I'm here.
Are you ready for your question?
Yes, sir.
All right. If you could give poetry in a way that changed your community that you lived in, what kind of poetry would you gift?
Oh, wow. Oh, man.
I didn't come to play with you. You know that, right? Will didn't warn you. Will didn't warn you, huh? He did not warn you. He did not warn you.
Yeah.
I know
he definitely did. I just, you know, there's a difference between being warned and having a full experience, you know. If I could give in a way that changed my community. And, you know, change. I want to say love and healing, but, you know, that doesn't take away from the constant levels of poverty and, you know, lack that our communities face. So if I could give poetry in a way that, you know, it would be a form of reparations or a healing that doesn't involve, you know, I'm not trying to take away from prayer, but something that gives people healing in a way that they can be at ease with moving forward, you know, something that allows them to not have to worry about their next meal or worry about, you know, if their children can go to school with school supplies, things like that, you know, not necessarily monetary funds or anything like that, but my poetry is something that breaks through the mold of societal norms of money being what we all need, you know. So if I were to be able to give my community something to be poetry that heals through giving them the ability to not have to survive, but be able to thrive in life. I could be here all night because I feel like that wasn't, you know, as in-depth as I wanted to, but, you know, if I could break it down.
It's definitely good. It's definitely good. Mm-hmm. It's definitely good. Don't even second guess yourself. Now,
you
have your piece ready.
Yep, I definitely do.
All right, the mic is yours. Yep.
All right, give me a couple seconds. So I sit back in my bed sometimes and I contemplate everything I can accomplish in about 9.5 minutes. Yeah, I know that's like my favorite song played twice. Question, is that enough time to cook rice? To tell my mother that I love her? To take a life? To do what's right? Imagine how much fear you must have in 9.5 minutes. You don't usually, because that time blows by without you even checking, but imagine not knowing when your clock will stop ticking, but you can feel the angel of death grinning as your lights dim in. 9.5 minutes. Imagine how long that must feel like, how painful and inhumane. This type of behavior reveals the generations of hatred and chaining we unveil like curtains upon curtains, hiding skeletons in a closet of a company, disguising itself as a country, making the false narratives to feed the tame beasts their meat. Day after day after day after day, we are fed the same bullshit of hate, lies, and poverty. As the rich get greedy, off our blood spilled on the hot ground and rice and cooked just to their liking, and we become silenced and hypnotized by TV screens and impatiently waiting for the next big thing as we violently march to our dooms, blindly looking at only one image in the room, not brave enough to turn our heads to the bigger picture. And the result, 9.5 minutes of torture to stop the world. All this time wasted trying to prove that one's race is paces ahead of the other as we fall deeper into the matrix and descend into the abyss and try to relinquish our pain through cannabis and narcotics, we continue to perish in this endless madness that sucks our souls and uses our energy to oppress us more. See, there's no power, no spaces for recharging, no ability to create sustainable change. And now we're divided by rage and screams meant to train us to believe in the facade that we are free. And the result, 9.5 minutes of agony, then months of protesting, being overthrown by looting and rioting and bodies piling and masses colliding with ideologies attempting to break the constructs that bind us by race, gender, size, color,
sexuality. And now we've fallen into this trap, piling like monkeys in a barrel, lost at sea. And we keep trying to remind you that there's an ocean to explore and a factory to destroy. Yet you still believe that this hell you're forced to endure is a heaven you have to make by assimilating into the norms that another motherfucker decided to create. And the result, 9.5 minutes of hate. See, our true greatness is ruined by the liquids of pain, and they've flooded our lungs, denying us the ability to breathe the airs of change. We are suffering from God, who said to make us believe that monetization is our only way, and we succumb for so long that monetization is our only way. It's made us believe that building within is not an escape. It's stopping us from walking away the very systems that create this gateway to the eternal flames, and this reality that's created more harm than good. See, this isn't fear of the unknown, but the inability to segue into tangible change that can sustain every living being at one time. This cage feels so tight. It suffocates. But I can only sit back and imagine how much pain one can feel with a knee on the back of their neck for 9.5 minutes.
Catch my breath for a second.
Yeah, I had to pause. I had to come off a pause. That's wow. You know, I love how you poured yourself into the piece, and you have my emotions racing. So,
yeah,
amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the moments we just got to let that breathe. Like, I want to give the young man all his flowers because he deserved it. He, you know, he encapsulated the tragedy that it really was. Not just what had happened, you know, from first-person perspective, but what happened to him, how he felt watching it happen and how he had to go through the trauma of putting himself in George Floyd's position, you know, heavy. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, that was a really strong piece. That was really strong, really emotional. And, you know, that's part of what I just love about poetry is that you can really just get in there and, like, touch the issue, like, get down to the core of the issue and just let it out and allow people to experience it and move from the knowing of it. From the feeling of it. Yeah. Strong piece.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, we'll take one more comment. If anyone has any more flowers that they want to give.
I would say very, very powerful piece. And it should be shouted out the way he did it. It was really, really emotional. And I'm really touched by it. I don't know what else to say. That was an amazing piece.
Mahavi, I wanted to say one more thing.
Okay. Go ahead.
Real quick, I just want to thank the brother for being a warrior for George Floyd. Because people forget, and he don't deserve to be forgotten. So he's championing his memory, and he's doing a hell of a job at it. You know, Some warriors get a shield and a spear. We got a pen, paper, and our voice. Rumble, young man, rumble.
Thank you. Absolutely. Oh, man. Y'all are doing it tonight, man. Y'all are doing it up. Doing it up. Major. And, of course, not last and not least, we're going to come to the queen, Ade. Ade, are you ready for your question?
Ade. What you got?
Okay. All right. You often speak of how you make your pen provide modern dance on the page, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to dance, what piece would be your opus in showing a modern dance of your work?
My memory is going to get me, and my good friend who might be listening might kill me, but I'm thinking of Alvin Ailey, and I'm thinking of that, the classic image of the white, what is the name? Is it Revelation? The dance? I might not be calling it right.
It's called Revelation. Yeah, it's called Revelation.
Revelation. Yes, Revelation. It would be Revelation, the Alvin Ailey dance. Revelation.
Mm.
For sure. That's the first thing that comes to mind when I think about poetry and movement and all of that. Yeah.
Right. Are you ready
for your piece?
Yeah, Revelation.
Sure.
All right, the mic is yours.
Okay. So this is one of the first pieces I did when I came back to poetry, and I'm reminded of it by the two kings that have just been pouring into us. It's called No Weapon. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. I see your arrows, your knives, your hidden agenda and lies. Bullets targeted at children, women, and men. Open fire meant to build generational cries. Pointed directly at my head, my chest, my feet, my eyes. Attempts to blind me, to disguise your complex elimination plans, all in an effort to keep me kneeling, unable to stand. Whether your rage is as loud or as silent as a faucet drip driving me mad, a thousand cuts and a vice grip. It permeates the space like a thick fog of toxic waste and poison pus, smelling of the funk and rot you have stewing inside from years of ingesting the stories you've been told, dripping with your infected visions of what my black skin holds. Devouring your daily ration of who is three-fifths human, yet filling your chest with the pathetic illusion that somehow God thought you were twice as human. Deluded into thinking that your white skin was a ticket into the realm of deity without dignity, that the circumstances of your birth expands your very worth. You look, but do not see true beauty in you or me. By pointing your weapon so deeply steeped in deception, forgetting the consequence of erasing the truth, becoming a brute, and spewing the miseducated guidance formed at the devil's root. You see, I was told in my soul by ancient wisdom and true deity types that there's no value in putting up a fight. Instead, stand firm in the light and trust the amazing might that casts shadows on the evil you try to give flight. Head up high, faith in my right to be. I truly see living completely unshackled and free. So I stand in the face of your deception and lies, unafraid of your sad battle cries. My armor shines like a million sun rays, setting my crown ablaze, igniting the ancestors' victory song of defiance and praise. My brown skin kissed by spirit whispers heard clearly in thunderous wind. I stand tall, ready to watch your delusions fade as you hit the wall and dishonorably fall. As no weapon, not yesterday, today, or tomorrow, no weapon, whether shaped by blood or something darker, no weapon you conjure to use for my conquer. Oh, no, no, no. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
I'm going in tonight.
We in here throwing axes, spears, boomerangs, shooting bullets, firing off cannons.
Oh, nice.
I threw all the pillows on my couch. I'm about to flip my ottoman.
Not something. Shaq dunking on people.
Yep.
You know, breaking backboards.
It was how grateful every word came out. It was like the silent death. It's like, oh my gosh. Like you couldn't help but be in awe at those words that you saw for you. Be it they were so profound.
I'm just saying, this is the full on backhanded slap that you wanted to give. Every white supremacist racist, you just want to just give the people just, you know, mm-hmm. just pause with it. Like you can see it, it's like in that moment, you know, they messed up. That's what was happening here. anybody have any flowers? Damn, Ade, really? Okay, all right.
Ade already told you. Like I'm gonna keep saying it. Ade is the poet laureate of our time. Look, I stand behind that. Like Pepsi or Coke.
He's like, this is it, and it's for the new generation. That's what's happening. Nah, that's what's up. All right, man, listen.
Thank you.
My amazing features. Real quick, how can people find you, Ade?
I'm on Instagram, aminorkey8 is my Instagram. It is private. I haven't yet opened it up, but that's that. And I'm often on Clubhouse in various rooms, and I'm hoping to release a book and hopefully audio by the end of this year if possible. Still working on it.
That's what's up. Will we ever see another nappy, tender-headed? Will we see that?
yeah. Either tender-headed or something, some other collab of poets coming together. I am all about that. I love that. And I would love to pull poets together to, you know, go around a central theme and create shows like that. So I'm down for it 100% and happy to organize it.
All right, that's what's up. All right, Geronimo, how can people find you?
You can find me everywhere. I'm in everybody's city. I'm the wino that everybody walks past. I'm the boy on the basketball court playing basketball with no rim. I'm the black man in the corporate world, trying to make it men's meet for his family, surrounded by white people. I'm the mother who had to bury her own child, and she go to church every Sunday and every Wednesday without a family member. That's where you can find me.
And Adonis, how can people find you?
So you can find me on Instagram at @sincerely_Donnie. Working on getting in the Clubhouse space. I'm actually working on hosting my own open mics because I have some friends that, you know, aren't around when I do my open mics in person in Schenectady. Once a month at Electric City Barn, I host them. I'm working on it twice a month now. But I do want to get in the Clubhouse and get in more open mics in Clubhouse and stuff like that. But you can find me, you know, on Instagram, like I said, sincerely_Donnie. And come see us live. We have a good time. You know, it's Schenectady Electric City Barn, 400 Craig Street, last Friday of every month, 7 to 9:30.
Can I add something real quick, Mojave?
Sure,
Mojave,
can
I add something real quick? I'm sorry. I was remiss in not adding my group. I also host a global group through Meetup. We actually meet via Zoom, and it is open for all authors who identify as Black globally. And we do all genres. Wednesday nights we do Metaphor Melody, where we do poetry, and Fridays we do a gumbo, which is all genres.
we come together, we have a great time, we do prompts, we read, and we share positive feedback, and we try to share resources if there's places to submit your work, because I'm all about, like, how can we get our work out there, more of our work out there. So if you're interested, you can either follow me on Instagram at edmonarchy8. You can look us up as Colors of Light, Black People Write on Meetup. It says we're located in Nashville, but we're global. And check us out. We'd love to have you.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can't find me on Clubhouse.
Yeah, we go ahead, Geronimo. On Clubhouse, we can find you everywhere.
Yeah, you can find me on Clubhouse.
What else?
I'm under Geronimo's last name, Mooney. My Instagram is Geronimo Tutt. That's GeronimoTatt. Where I post some of my tattoos and artwork and soon to come poetry stuff.
The man can draw. That man can draw. Like, dead ass. He can draw. Like, for real. You go to his page and find out. That's the best. It's an experience. Go to his page. That man can draw. Like, he can draw. Like, it's not even funny. He's serious. All right. Can we get a round of applause for our features this evening? All right, so now we're about to get into our open mic phase, all right? So we're going to run it straight through. We're going to take one or two, just two comments tops, because we got a short amount of time. It is a school night. So I can't fool around with nobody. I can't even joke around. I can't run extra. We got to run to the thing. If you know your poem is going to be like 7 minutes long, don't. If you feel like you're going to do something, you're going to rattle on, don't. You know, get to the piece, get the stuff in that English muffin. That's what we need right now. That's what we need. Come through, one time for the one time. Are y'all ready? We're going to run this open mic. We're going to start from the top, and we're going to run it straight down. And then, matter of fact, my honored and esteemed guest, please feel free to make commentary on the poems afterwards. I will allow for that. That would be good. All right, we're going to start out with my favorite Philly John, host of every Wednesday, the Erotic Love Zone, here on the Piffy Radio Universe, La Perla Negra, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, the mic is yours. Right.
Thank you. This is called The Birth of a Pen. You see her scars, but you weren't there when the damage was being done. Everything about you is under a microscope. Everything. Especially these days, from head to toe. Anyone has seen that more than me because I've been on display all my life. They told me the texture of my hair wasn't right because it wasn't the same. The shade of my skin was too dark, so it wasn't the same. My physical pain couldn't be real because my physical development wasn't the same. And because I was different, I wasn't allowed to have my own. I was put in space with some things to make it appear that they belonged to me. But at any given time, they actually belonged to someone else because they were always taken away while they were telling me, I got to give this back to them now. That taught me how to hide my tears. I was not supposed to be happy inside, so my smile wasn't even mine. I'd been here over a little of a half of a century. And throughout my time here, I can count on one hand how many times I've experienced happiness and true joy. 7 years ago, I was honest with myself and made peace with life. 2 years after that, found peace, especially in poetry. I've always had my pen. I always have my pen now because I've always had access to a pen. The one thing they always saw as just that, a pen. But it was so much more to me. My pen is me. And you can always find something to write on. Doesn't take much to put yourself in the spotlight because someone is always watching. But I understand that poetry is life worth living and to be lived. Poetry is every cell in my body prompting me to write just because sometimes I've just got something to prove. Poetry is seeing art in the natural way of things through the process of simplicity when seasons change, like the way the wind, the way the breeze makes the leaves sound and move. Poetry is stillness in the quiet and every tiny ripple on the water defined because the sun likes it to sparkle and shine in its presence. Poetry is hurt and counted heartbeats through the pain. Poetry is showing love absolute when seeing the magnificence and beauty behind the eyes of the angered, hurt beast to awaken love in it again. Poetry has always had me holding on to some semblance of grace, hoping there's happiness to regain. So on my poems, I never finished, just pause. That's it.
Let's go. Yeah. Pearl of Negra, the Pearl of Negra. Hey, Wait a second. Let me get the other stuff out. Hold on. I got it.
There you go.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Any commentaries? Two quick comments for the Pearl La Negra.
I thought it was beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful.
I can relate.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to move on to She Comes to Me as a Rarity. Rare, are you there?
I am.
Oh, one time for the one time.
All right. Roller coasters. Never been my idea of fun. While everyone screams and laughs and giggles after drops or anticipates the moment when you're teetering at the top, I just sat. Waiting to hit rock bottom, but we never did. We hid our fear inside the faith that it was all deception. We never questioned our safety or if we would live to ride again. The ride ends exactly where it began. My friends stand on shaky legs, happy, thrilled, but not me. I am filled with disappointment and anger. What good is danger with no destination? Why give me hope and fill me with anticipation and take me so high my fingers almost graze the infinite sky, and I almost believe in miracles again. I almost believe love will win in the end. Wait, when did I stop talking about roller coasters? Oh, the descent. It always catches me off guard, even when I've been here before, even when I've tried to ignore the warning in my gut, the fluttering of my heart when the teeter-tot stops and we drop like tears, like weight, like weight, like calls that don't come anymore, like the floor from beneath me when our we becomes I, and I'm not quite sure why, but I was just talking about roller coasters and how when the ride is over, I am no closer to a new beginning than when I last began, and I am left standing in the same damn place I started, brokenhearted and afraid and jaded because everybody's so happy I made it through something so big and so bad, like the point is simply to survive, no prize to be had, no consolation, just the frustration of being aimed at a sky you will never reach and then thrown to the ground just to teach you that you can't win, but at least you didn't die. Why? Why tell me you love me? Promise me you won't hurt me. Take me so high I believe the sky could be mine.
that real love could actually be something truly for me, only to stop and teeter-tot me, suspend and then drop me. A fate that mercilessly doesn't kill me, just propels me back to the ground where I started, even more brokenhearted than I was when we met. The love I dreamed about, no closer, wait, I forget. I was just talking about roller coasters.
Oh,
yes!
Yeah.
I'm just glad I have.
All right. Who said that?
That piece is just fire. I'm just, that piece is straight fire, and I'm just glad it wasn't the absolute first time I heard it, because the first time it's very nervous. I had a moment. I was having a moment, that piece, but I could hear it 20, 40, 50 times. It is just, there's so many layers. Beautiful, powerful. I'm feeling a way about roller coasters right about now. I'm feeling a way.
All right. One more comment.
That was just beautiful. It had me out here most definitely, like, yeah, kind of in my feelings. But I'm cool. That was straight fire, though, straight fire.
All right, because it's a big lineup. So we're gonna move from you, Rare, to our station manager, Poetic, aka Van Metals. Good sir, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. My thoughts are incarcerated, with no ability to be impregnated by future hopes and dreams, because the world we live in is just for right now, it seems. No wonder why I have these massive headaches that turns into heartaches, wondering, will I be snuffed out by someone that looks like me, or worse, someone in uniform that looks like me? There's no bail for my intellectual parole violation. My thoughts run rampant throughout my mind's courtroom, searching for vindication and validation. The bailiff threw out my confession as I spewed it out of my mouth with passion, knowing I would be heard, each and every single word. Instead, I got fed prison food in the form of more bad news, that the parole board thought my intellectual property lacked wanted political views, because oftentimes I'm in shackles and chains, trying to understand why my melanin strikes fear into others who remain free in thought, free from any verbal assault. I mean, second-degree aggravated assault was my charge. I just didn't know it would be at the expense of what they taught me in school with the population at large. Roaming from class to class, wondering when I can unlearn this teaching and replace it with something that will reduce my sentence to a lesser intelligence sentencing. But why would my metaphors make a judge bang his gavel in utter disgust to get under my skin and unravel all the pent-up aggression radiating from my aura, just so he can slap more time on my thought patterns, erasing my ability to create history in this era? But the jury already vindicated me, left the judge's mouth open and me free to be able to write this thing called poetry, day or night. Poem.
Hey. Yes.
Oh, cool. Y'all are in here speaking to my soul.
Yeah, people are going in. People are going in.
Coming in tonight.
That's what they're supposed to. It's fly speak. You're supposed to go in. You're supposed to flaunt that new style of speak. Two comments, very quickly. Two comments. We got a big lineup. Two comments.
Yo, that was dope. Damn. Y'all killing me tonight here.
No, Van coming through with the spinning wheel kick. love a spinning wheel kick. We need that. We need that hook kick. Real fast. All right. we're going to move on because it's a really big lineup. So I'm going to go over here to the elder. To the elder.
What's going on? Can y'all hear me? Not much, man. Just appreciating the show. Your features are fire. Just want to add a little something to the room.
All right. Whoever's playing music, we got to cut that out because the poll is about to speak. All right. Wallace, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Thank you. I have a question. Have you ever danced with your devil in the pale blue light? Have you wrestled with the principalities of this world? Have you ever gone to war with your demons? Or do you cower with fear of healing? Do you shy away from feeling whole because it's more fantasy than reality? Does the very concept of freeing yourself of the shackles of your infirmities leave you frozen? Well, I fought these battles. Like the movie Groundhog Day, some of them come back to battle with me the next. No matter how many different approaches I take, I wake up to the same battle. But still, I fight. When laying in your sick bed is the alternative to battle, I will fight. When failure to do so will leave you despondent and broken, I will fight. I will not bow to the specters that creep in the shadows of my mind. So I ask again, have you ever danced with your devil in the pale blue light? Have you ever stood tall, toe to toe with your demon? If not, I encourage you to equip yourself for war and battle for your peace. No one else will, and the elder has spoken.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yes.
Got to get the cat calls. All right. Two quick comments. You know what? I think I'm going to have to cut the comments because the list is out of this world right now. So y'all give a round of applause to Wallace. If you have comments, please forward them to us because we have a lot of people. Lots of people. And I want to make sure that we get everybody a chance to get on the mic and do their thing one time for the one time. So we're going to bring up the Petty Prop God himself. Marielle, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Marielle, the mic is yours.
All right. This one's called Heart on the String. I'm here standing on a bridge, holding on with a tight grip to a string with my heart on it, hanging from it. It was ripped straight from the spot where it was beating, keeping from allowing my heart from suiciding. Now it holding on for dear life over this bridge. Like, how did we get here? How did you get there? And why am I on the string? Why am I holding on a string the size of a hair? I swear I was giving up and ready to run from love. Thought I was done, but here I am again, heartbreaking from another one. Beating from irregular thumps, my heart was tired of trying to just get out of this clump. And this clump, pain from the dump, so my heart decided to jump. Said I had enough. I'm telling it not to give up, but it says for what? This shit's rough. I'm tired of this, of experiencing tough love. Don't you see I'm pissed? Man, I can't do this. I'm just tired of going through all this shit. And I look at your hands from the grip, the blisters on your fingers. You wouldn't just stop. Just let go of this shit. I mean, aren't you not tired of these bad experiences? Like, what do I do when I run out of tolerance? How do I level out when I keep becoming unbalanced? Now, just let me do us a favor and just end it. Then it was silence. Then a darker silence. Then suddenly it became quiet. The stream became light. No longer felt the fight. And the heart was no longer in sight. I mean, he's still there, but no response returned to my ear. Pulled up an empty string, so it seems. And I'm seeing the end to a love story's dream. Lost a star player of the team, a death to a memory. I peeked over to see if I could at least see a heartbeat, but it was broken into pieces. A vision came to my face, to what lays the image of a heartbreak. And just like that, from a defense record, somebody's mic is open. And just like that, from a defense mechanism, pessimism turning to optimism. At least I don't have to no longer worry about my feelings. That's a piece.
Y'all give it up for Marielle. We're going to go from Marielle to a storm. Tina Storm. Tina, are you ready? Tina, going once. Tina, going twice. Tina, all right, we'll come back to you. We're going to move over to the icon, Brother O. Brother O, are you there?
Right here.
Brother O, the mic is yours.
40 years after African ancestors arrived here on America's shoreline via slave ships, we as a people are constantly reminded of the cruel realities of systemic racism being practiced in these United States of America. No matter how much progress we have achieved here in this country, racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. Systemic racism is ingrained and embedded in the fabric of American society. It gives whites unparalleled access to the privileges and rights that you and I are solely denied on a constant basis because of our race and ethnicity. No matter how much success, fame, and wealth you achieve as a black man or woman in this country, you still have to deal with the harsh and cruel realities that racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. Of course, they say that slavery was officially abolished 157 years ago by the 13th Amendment. We were supposed to be freed on Juneteenth. However, if you read the fine print of the 13th Amendment, brothers and sisters, you'll discover that we gain our freedom except in cases where a crime has been committed and the criminal has been subsequently convicted of that crime, therefore establishing a modern-day jail and prison system, translation of 21st century version of plantations where the widespread practice of privatization has resulted nearly 1 million of us being locked up right now. Racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. Of course, they tell us that this country is the ultimate land of opportunity where everybody has a chance to achieve the so-called American people from every nationality can get along, coexist with each other, with the great intention of living as one big happy family. The reality of this situation, racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. Now, how can you proudly fly the flags of the Confederacy and display statues of the stark reminders of slavery in the Civil War, yet it is illegal in Germany to display the Nazi flag, which symbolizes the Third Reich's reign in Nazi Germany, and display statues of Adolf Hitler, who was a diabolical mastermind behind the final solution to the Jewish question that led to the mass extermination of 6 million Jews in concentration camps throughout Europe in World War II. Racism is very much alive and well in the United States of America. The Republicans in the House and the Senate are a bunch of Looney Tunes who have caused nothing but division, chaos, and spread their bigotry. They didn't give a damn if hundreds of thousands of us are still struggling to live from paycheck to paycheck. They don't give a damn if a million of us die from COVID-19. They ain't kidding. They don't care us battling inflation. They only care about the stock market and care about giving tax breaks to the wealthy. They are the constant reminder that racism is very much alive and well in these United States of America. That's at peace.
United States of America.
My bad. I was talking all on the thing. I was like, give a round of applause, Brother O. But we're going to move from Brother O. We're going to move over to Miss Tina, baby. Tina, are you there?
Yo, yo, I'm here.
All right. One time for the one time. We're just going to get out the way. Fair warning, after you've been marauded by Rare, gentlemen, calm yourselves. It's not going to happen. That's all I want to say. Anyway, Tina, the mic is yours.
I'm going mellow today, so I ain't got nothing to worry about. The sun shining is like a warm hello. The sun rays are like hand waves of good morning. I hear the birds singing. And it sounds like the soundtrack to today's episode of Mother Nature, starring all God's creation. The clouds in the skies, they look soft, gentle. The way the trees wave back, back, forth, and forth. And the cool breeze causing the leaves to fall to the earth so gracefully. Sunny day, everybody loves them. As I sun gaze and feel the beams kiss my face, I close my eyes and inhale. Fresh air and exhale, toxicity. Again, inhale, fresh air. Exhale, toxicity. Discovering foreign layers of me I've never seen. Understanding versions of me that are slowly peeking above the surface to reality. What was hidden in those layers was a bland uncertainty. The shedding of this onion gives more flavor for clarity. The weatherman called for peace today. After all the tears I have cried, a cleansing is what my soul needed to continue on and survive. I'm a survivor, I'm not gonna give up, I'm not gonna stop, I'm gonna work harder. Today's growth was yesterday's seed. The harvest in this season will feed my joy, my peace, my serenity. That's their piece, Miss Tina, baby.
Miss Tina, baby.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
You know, it's crazy when you get kicked off by your own computer. All right, we're going to go from, if you're within the sound of my voice, welcome to the overtime. I know certain people might have got kicked off because they were streaming, but we're going to make it through our list because we'll make sure that we hear everybody. So if you're here with us, we are definitely going to finish out this list before we close down. And so with that being said, I believe this next person is Mr. Yes, Lord. I believe that is true. Is this you, Mr. Yes Lord?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mojave?
What's happening, Brody?
I'm good,
That's what we're here for. All right. Well, sir, the mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. The way you opened up the door slowly, tugged your bottom lip with your teeth and stepped to the side so I could enter the room, to enter your home. I knew this encounter would be different. With the stare of a lion, you searched my soul trying to find me, but you can't pinpoint where I am. Stop looking with your eyes, and you will see that I am everywhere, running all through your mind, interweaved into your spirit, and in a matter of moments, about to be all over your body. I am stronger than any drug on this planet because I am indeed your manifested desire. You walk up to me and gently kiss my lips while wrapping your right arm around my bald head. The connection EMPs your body as you shiver and lightly moan from the overload. But the taste of the blood from this Lucifer feeds your horneic demons. You yearn for more. You bury your tongue down my throat and go crazy cleaning my tonsils. And me feeling the gag of your uncontrollable intimacy awakens part of the reason why we doing this shit. You demand I take my clothes off as you rip off yours. And by the time I get to my belt buckle, you was already naked groping my dick print. So I hurried the fuck up. Push me down on the couch. Get on the couch on your knees next to me. Then grab and proceeded to throat coat that dick. Duck teeth, swirling tongue, and throat palpitations got me moaning and moving like while I'm fingering your pussy. Swimming in it and pulling it out so I can just taste you over and over and over. As long as you continue to show your talents. Your gags are truth and your saliva are life are telling me how you're feeling. And bitch, I believe you this time. I grab you by your neck and you don't say a word. But you know what you were told. You hold my arm to your neck. And while you climb on top and mount the rod of free. You look me in my eyes as that gushy pussy drenches me. And clenches me as you sit and settle in. Your eyes roll back just like your hips do as I lock grips on your wrists. You bouncing and moaning my name while I'm digging and doing the same. Our phones begin to ring, but you bounce harder so I get harder. While you grind your asshole on my balls to make that deep into that space where my energy kisses your soul. That's it. That pussy swells. Your breath leaves you. You bite your bottom lip. You pull into me and grab the back of my neck. I grab that fat ass, and you get busy coming all over this dick. You bouncing, I'm thrusting. You screaming and sobbing. I'm grunting and growling, leaving you percolating, pulsating, gyrating, shivering, stuttering, and muscle spasm, orgasm. Bitch, you better. And bitch, you welcome. After all this time, that back and forth, this in and out bullshit, I finally believe you love me. And I am in love with me. And I'm happy I've been patient because I'm in love with you for a long time. And it feels like a lifetime. And I want to take that next step with you. And I'm glad you finally are too. Peace.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Damn.
I knew somebody had to drip.
I mean, damn.
You know I had to.
It's all right, too. It's all right.
I mean, damn.
Wait a second. Oh shit. I was on pause this whole time. I was like, ladies, if you feel compromised, please give him a round of applause. Please give him a round of applause. You know,
yes, you get
it. If you
sell,
if there was some moisture in your atmosphere, if there was some moisture in your atmosphere, sometimes, you know, I can't, you know, he just come through dripping. That's all it is. You know, come through dripping, drip, drip. You know what it is. You check him out. You know what? We ain't going to talk about that. We ain't going to talk about it. We just going to move forward. if you lost your panties, he doesn't come back. Find his keepers. All right, and we're gonna keep moving. We're gonna go to area code 506, and I don't read this. So if you know, I don't know, just say your name, say who you are. Area code 506. Who is this?
Hi, it's Lady A, Andrea.
Hey, Lady A, you got some poetry for us?
I do. I do. I have a poem called At Their Mercy.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. At their mercy, the church owned them, kept them poor and illiterate, intimidated them with the promise of hell if they disobeyed. Irish families were huge, women forbidden to use any birth control, pregnant for years, babies dying at birth, mothers mourn, another born, begging for a bite to feed their little ones this night, no milk for babes in arms or toddlers, sons or daughters. St. Vincent de Paul dispensed food, furniture, and faith, interrogated, demeaned, degraded, humiliated. Men and the drink, a week's wages down the gullet, while she cried trying to keep body and soul supplied. He crawled home with empty pockets. Randy, duty made her vomit. 6 weeks later, no period, morning sickness she's so weary of. The church stuck its nose into the lives of families, husbands and wives. The church held a mighty grip on women and children. So many children, orphanages were built to fill and filled to capacity. The audacity, homes supplied the innocent for pedophiles and abusers. Men, drunk with power, brutalize those weaker, and they cower. Men using God, fear, and punishment for their own purpose and pleasure. Men using that power to prevent girls from going to school. Men forcing young girls to marry old men. The church was not meant to be a place of sorrow or misery. It was not meant for suffering, fear, or nightmares. Broken, battered, fractured, shattered, too many ruined, battle-scarred, and disillusioned. End poem.
All right. Okay. All right. Hey, you some applause.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, welcome. We're going to keep this moving. We're going to go to area code 216. Area code 216, who Mass is speaking? All right, maybe that was a bad idea. Area code 216-758. Are you there?
Hello? 216, listening.
Yes.
Yes, Mama
Oladeji
just called in. Mama Oladeji, the all-around queen, calling in to congratulate all the poets, my homeboy. The show was awesome. I promised him I would come, and I'm here.
Hey, okay, Mama O, thank you for coming.
What's up?
I just wanted to make sure I was giving support for those top poets that you all got on there. Every last one of them. Couldn't miss it, so here I am.
Thank you, Mama O.
You're welcome. Okay, that's all I was letting you know. I was here. Yeah. I'm here giving support. Excellent show, excellent poetry. And that's the direction I love to see black poetry going in the 21st century for our historical value. Thank you so much for doing this.
All right. Thank you, Mama O. All right, we're going to move on from you to area code 216-761. Who may I be speaking? Area code 216-761. Are you there? Are you there? Okay. Area code 203. Who may I be speaking?
Hey, this is Rome.
You said Rome?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, you have a piece for us, sir?
Of course.
The mic is yours.
Here says bar, high as ever. As I enter, just a seat to sit and counter. Stool to the left, sat a dude, fighting through the last of what was left, grimace on his face. Future was his stench. Space is kept. Elbows bent is kept apparent as they rest. Head a nod to angle for a quench. To my delight, the quickest order so precise. Scotch about my ear, set the tone of vision color. Hold the ice. Over right, I glance to just observe. While aromas hit my nerves and notes has burnt his eye. Kill any sense of nervous vibes. Kiss the rim. Might have spilled the drip upon the counter. Was a mention from a missus that my glimpse had caught an eye of. Chance encounter. As it happens, cheers hit. A quiet balance in an awkward silence as she passed a napkin. Scene is as dead as a light silence. Lime in the dim of the dirt that dances, falling in what is lit. My shadow smokes in the alley. All our lives sits on the brick. Corners packed where the tragedies cross paths. All's faulted to our faults. Walls talk of the splatter. Thoughts spilled over the grouch field. Haven't I catered to avenues more than I, just as I had to. What seen from the turmoil? Withered souls and burnt soil. Littered ash chokes the growth and purpose weeps through red eyes because it hurts to breathe when I'm this high, without a truth, without a move, feeling paralyzed. In a ladder lies, I don't have a chute. So solid as concrete, my paradise will gamble on a landing, for sure. The sands will storm when it's a war in the mind. No sight of land is just a shore. It hit my train of thought like a cut response to a grain of salt. Funny how the now seems to contradict his smiles. I've been feeling this a while, still I'm just digesting it. My eyes have split my errors in two mirrors, these reflections show a side I seem to never get. How can I manage thinking, being depressed and manic? How can I stop from panic, knowing the sand is sinking? Lens can shine at any time aside the gossip. All I need is time, just give me polish. Spit is used to shine, I know the concepts. From the word of wise, I seem to said, a lemon with a lime, place mass at the home, a place to feed at. As a winner, crowned a healing, so I wonder, where's my aid at? Undoubtedly, the weight's been pushing from the clouds, it seems. The mountains broke to pieces, but compiled on the top of me, sinking. I don't know how to sleep, if I ever rest. I never thought it'd be from drowning me. Sacred, that's what the sirens scream. Conversations on the water is exactly just how it seems. Bubble captions closed in quarters. Know that nothing's clear. As thoughts begin to close and words look to find a hole for air. Hold it there, pictures of abyss. It's hard to catch the darkness move. Thankfully, I witnessed peace and war gracefully. But as of late, my war and peace has been a turn away from just a page for me. If it ever felt the mind was at the edges featured, this will be a song I hear the angels singing. Sing-alongs I hope to get CC'd in, so I can see from a distance at a fall while spinning spirals at a loss from all my distance from the word I've written. It was ours, I reimagined, was involved. Still, I chose to find my own direction. Lack the cause, so come to pass, we'll be on passing. Call it quits when it's the end of the lit. No excuses involved, nothing at all. The filters to the butts have been dissolved. Smoke for you all, only ends with a coffin. Slumber in the summer, rest under the sun still. Ain't no looking up to strike a positive cause. I'm positive, it's negative. It's the only way to picture is saw, seen, a saw scene within a minute. Polarizing hits when doing drives in an eclipse. It's do or die, sunny side just don't exist. Pick a side when it's mine to pick, when a side to flick, and the image dries. It's too late to read a room when a room is red. Ain't no emotion to take a notice when a moment's death. Just a box stuck still in a frozen, just like you notice. Hold your breath. Moments hanging in the areas they evolve, stuck in the square steps of it all. A period for us all is just an error. The remains can say it all, sustained upon a wall. This kind of life is just a fossil type. The negatives double down. The story is rubble now. You only hear a word from the underground. Silence is such a sound. The suffer, how loud it sounds. Turmoil, makes dirt out the earth soil, and it'll come around so spring back when we see son's death from a stretch out of snake's coil. I don't mean to hold you like the venom held you, but the closing, much alike to how the all-nighters string you along, still setting the bar higher. And peace.
All right, all right, all right. Y'all give it up for Rome. And so, with that being said, before we close out, in true grand format it is, Mr. Van Zandt, are you there, sir?
What was the question?
I said, is Van there? Van Metal? Van? Station manager? Good, sir?
Yeah. Hey, Abby. I'm right here, bro.
Well, well, good brother. Can we have the rundown for the 50th Radio Universe for the rest of the week, sir?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night is Renaissance Poetry with your hosts, Keith, Eric, and Kimbrella Renee. Saturday night is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night is the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Monday night will be the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, La Pearl La Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then next Tuesday will be one of Mojave's great shows. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it might be the War Council or Honey Dripper.
Nope. Nope. I'm taking Tuesday off.
Well, there you have it. There you have it.
Scary pause.
Taking Tuesday off.
Pause.
Okay.
Like Iron Man taking a day off? What?
Taking a day off?
Taking?
What?
Wait, Iron Man. Like Iron Man taking a day off.
Knowing him,
like
he'll just leave his armor available, so anybody can step into it. You
yeah,
just can't
true.
Do it like he can.
That's true.
Probably back.
That's serious. I think I'm gonna take Tuesday off. I'm gonna push back on War Council because we're gonna do. I'm gonna need a break for Tuesday. I got something I gotta do. I believe, and I don't think I'll make it back in time. So I think Tuesday. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
You get a part of the lineup.
I might have an answer.
How do you get part of the lineup?
How do you get part of the lineup?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, who's asking? Who's that?
My name is Quan.
Who is that asking?
My
hey,
name is Quan.
How are you doing?
Hi.
You,
are
you? You'd like to be a part of the lineup?
Yes.
You
want
to be
on
the
like,
show or you want to be?
Yes. I'm a poet.
You'd
I
like
to be on the show.
Oh, you'd like. Oh, okay. That's easy. You just talk to anybody you're 50 and put you on the show. We're not.
Yeah. It's the same number that you dialed in tonight. It's every one of the shows starts at 9, except for Friday night.
So
shows,
I gotta
they
be on
start
time
at 10.
In order to be on the show.
No, you don't have to be on time.
Oh, okay.
You do not have to be on time.
Just come
hey,
on
Quan.
In. Like, dial the number and 99%
of us are always late. There's some of us that are more later than others. Not anybody on this particular call.
Y'all forgetting to tell her to get in here before 11 o'clock, though, because after 11 o'clock,
yeah,
you ain't going to be able
yeah,
to get in.
That is true.
You ain't gonna be
that
able
is
get
true.
Okay. But, well,
but,
thank you
yeah.
for the catch.
So if you call at 10:59,
you
guess
know.
What? You made it. You made it.
Yep.
Well,
you
made
it. Made it.
I came on like 48 Wait. Minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so well,
yeah,
you
yeah, me and
Bob
been talking about
phone.
Yeah.
But hold on. Matter of fact, let's put you on this show. You got a poem for us?
I do.
Well, come on, one time for the one time. The mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay, well, hey, y'all, I'm Quan. a poem that I would like to read, give me 1 second. It's called, where is it at? I'm sorry, y'all. Where is it at? It's called submitting. Okay, here we go. The way she begged me to interview her body with my tongue has me already wet. This intense sexual energy we feel for each other is insane. No words have to be said or explained. Just passion and sensual energy displayed. I feel the heat coming from your skin as I move closer to you, running my hands up your arms. You're staring at me so submissively. I can't help but to take care of you. I'm dressing you from top to bottom. I couldn't hold back no longer once the smell of that sweet pussy hit my nose. I immersed my face in it so much so I nearly drowned. She's so wet for me. She's been waiting on me. A good girl she has been, begging me to take her. Swirling my tongue around her clit, I enter her with my middle finger, her wetness dripping into the palm of my hand. I am appreciative of her body. One hand on my head and the other one gripping the sheets, tasting you consistently, I feast. Please, the beast that no one sees, she moans. I'm about to come already, baby. I stop. The nerve of you. You have to ask for permission, and I'll decide if I want you to come or not. I'm in control tonight. I will grant your request or not. I say while I'm standing, give her a grin, grabbing my strap. I see the worry in her eyes. For the first time, she's allowing me in. Relax, I say. I promise to be gentle. Placing one leg on my shoulder and the other around my waist. Her moan is satisfying as I enter her slowly. Pulling back, I feel her pussy gripping me tightly. I slowly begin stroking her, making her take every inch of me. She pulls me near and whispers, "You feel so good, baby. Permission to come, please." So pleased to hear you ask, I respond saying, "Good girl." I say while placing a kiss upon your forehead, but I have to deny your request. "Please, baby, I feel it right there. And if you come without my permission, I will punish you," I say in a stern but yet loving voice. Grabbing my back, I knew what was next. Pressing her nails into my skin, this is the only way for her to hold it in. Pain and pleasure I like to mix. So stroking deeper, I do amiss. "My stomach," she screams. "I can't." And before she could finish, I told her to come to me. Limp her body went after her explosion, but I wasn't done. I must now clean up the mess I created. Running my tongue down her pussy, she begins to shake, begging. "Baby, can't take it," she pleads, barely able to speak. But all over my face is where I need her to be. So I began to suck on her clit slowly, but with pressure. "Your body is so beautiful. I'm so grateful that you granted me access to your portal. It has me hypnotized. But your soul, it belongs to me tonight." Trying to tighten her legs up, I forcefully spread them apart. "Bow or come again if you're done." Tapping she did not do. Instead, she rained on me like I got caught in a storm. Dripping from my chin, I raise up and I say, "Now get your rest so we can go again."
Okay, that's it, y'all.
Well, already then.
Oh, I know you ain't getting on coming here. Wait a second. Hold up. One cotton picking minute. Hold up for one
minute. You can't do a drip.
You ain't going to leave. Right. First of all,
I got a poem I want to read.
Just put your hand in the filter and just wipe it across your face and said Simba. Literally. This is what we doing, Kwan? Is this what we doing?
Oh, that's just one of Minty. Get me back on
really?
Here.
Really? You hear me? Yeah, all right. All right, Kwan. Listen, I got some stairs. I'm about
but
to
thank you.
Down.
I really appreciate it. I really do.
Well, listen. All right. So, Quan. All right. So, are you paying? Quan, are you paying attention? Are you listening to me? Here's what I'm going to tell you. You ready? Are you ready? All right. September 20th, right? On the Honey Dripper 2.0, which is where you should bring this material over to, right? On the Honey Dripper 2.0, right? We are doing erotic storytelling. It is a whole show devoted to erotic storytelling and nothing else, right? You are allowed 5 to 7 minutes to get your rocks off, all right? So tell us a story, short story, a story, right? Let it be as erotic, arousing, alluring, enticing, titillating, all of the good things. The 20th, right? Hit me in the back channel. I'll give you the rest of the deets. Come on through, all right?
I got that. Got most space definitely.
Okay, that's
Thank
good.
You.
That's good. Don't ever laugh like that if you read some stuff like that. I swear I'll trip you. I'll trip you. I don't believe in violence, but I'll trip you. That's good. Now, that being said, I would like to give a super shout-out. Thank you to my features, Ade, Queen Ade, for rocking out with us, doing amazing poetry, and Geronimo Chat. And you're welcome for the space, brother. You're both welcome for the space. It was one I already knew. That's why I said, you kind of know how you know the ending is going to be. I kind of knew what was going to happen before it happened because I knew it was going to be explosive, amazing, incredible. And could we give them another round of applause, please? You know, unmute your mics, clap your hands, thank them. Right.
Thank you for having me, Mojave.
No, thank y'all for coming. Thank y'all for coming. Did you guys have a good time? Did you have a great time? All right.
I did.
And we'd like
I
to thank everybody.
I'm
glad. Well, we want to thank everybody that came out, everybody who read. I want to thank the Epiphany Radio Universe family, For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average? You can be raw. Look that up on Facebook. Go get yourself a bracelet. They make poet bracelets. He makes poet bracelets. It's real in the field, and it's dope. Anything you could possibly think that you want on your wrist wear, you can definitely get it from them. Raw Links is there. Thank everybody that comes out. Make sure that you go tomorrow to Erotic Love Zone Quan. Go to Erotic Love Zone tomorrow, 9 p.m. Same number. Call them. You know, that's La Perla Negra VIP. Go over there. You're going to have a good time. You're going to love it over there, right? Thank you to everybody that came out for this fantastic, dynamic show. If you missed it, you'll be able to get the replays. You'll be able to download it following this. Any other instructions you can ask me, make sure that you can get it from here or Speaker or CastBox. It's on all your major platforms. Thank y'all for coming. It's an amazing time. It's been incredible. Thank y'all for the space. Thank you for the energy that you lend. Thank you for all the beauty that you put into the universe by being you. We appreciate you. And with that being said, this episode of Fly Speak number 21, featuring Ade, Adonis Richards, and Geronimo Tat, will now self-destruct in 10, 9, 8, 7,
everybody
6,
have a great night.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.